Hello and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. My name is Elvis Collier, and thank you so much for tuning into the show. I'm glad you chose to listen to this program, as you have many options to choose from. This program will feature men's health topics. We broadcast each Saturday from 11 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Currently, it's a 30-minute program. We chose to talk about men's health because we feel men's health topics are underserved, and most men do not like talking about medical issues, especially dealing with their manhood. We intend to use this program to promote men's health awareness. As a result, we want to provide men with all natural solutions to support their health. Today's topic is, what is erectile dysfunction? We will review three areas: symptoms, causes, and treatments. You ready? All right, let's get started. Symptoms that men with testosterone or erectile dysfunction issues is related directly to low testosterone deficiency. This is as an effect of not maintaining a man's body health system. As men, sometimes we take better care of our cars, our toys, our homes than we do for our own bodies. Second is low sex drive. According to science, as we age, our testosterone production declines. For some men, it's a subtle decline, but for others, it's pretty drastic. They are in no doubt that something is not quite right. Research has revealed that a healthy male should wake up with an erection. That is a healthy indication that he has great blood flow. Another effective area is low self-confidence. Lack of confidence may drive, when we say low self-confidence, we're talking about the idea where men with frequent failed intimacy moments, not able to perform, is a bummer. Anxiety steps in, and sometimes anxiety even goes out of the roof. We also experience reduced muscle mass. Take a self-examination. Stand in front of a mirror and look at your lost muscle mass. Science has related muscle mass or muscle mass loss is linked to testosterone reduction. Research has shown weight loss resistance training is great for testosterone building. Erectile dysfunction is the evidence of one or more health-related conditions. Low testosterone has a negative impact on just about every major system in the male body, including insulin resistance. Obesity has an issue, shorter life, and cardiovascular diseases. Some of the symptoms of low testosterone are, say, low sex drive, hard times getting it up and keeping and maintaining an erection. Even hair loss is an issue, another strike for men's self-esteem, right? And decreased bone density, increased in body fat, and difficult time losing weight. Does these sound like some of the symptoms that you might be dealing with? If so, we need to dig into these issues, bring them up front, and let's talk about them man to man. Next are the causes. Some of the causes pertaining to erectile dysfunction are diet. Diet, in fact, is key. I can spend hours showing and talking about health-related links where what we eat promotes life or disease in our body. For this show, I'll say a plant-based diet is by far the best diet. However, I realize that this is a huge jump for some, so let's simply say there are two sides of the table. There's an acidic side and there's an alkaline side, and both of them either promote testosterone development or growth or prohibits testosterone development or growth. For instance, eating vegetables such as broccoli sprouts, Brussels sprouts and radishes, kale, watermelon, broccoli, and cauliflower, these are testosterone-boosting vegetables and fruit. However, on the flip side, heavy alcohol consumption is not good for testosterone development. In fact, heavy alcohol consumption is a negative when it comes to a man's erectile performance. The magic of alcohol is fairly simple. Because it's a depressant, it slows down various bodily functions, which in turn triggers the feeling of drunkenness. Medically tested, alcohol decreases the production of testosterone. Likewise, obesity, according to Wikipedia, fat cells mobilize testosterone to estrogen, lowering testosterone levels. Also, obesity reduces level of sex hormones binding globulin, a protein that carries testosterone in the blood. Less SHBG means less testosterone. Losing weight through exercise can increase testosterone levels, provided you do this on a consistent basis. Lower levels affect more than just the libido, as testosterone deficiency is also linked to lower energy. Poor concentration of exercise and sleep also helps with this area, and it's going to be felt with fatigue and decreased strength. All right, so let's get to some solutions. What can we do to avoid and to support testosterone development? Consider changing your diet to a plant-based diet. That means staying away from meat, staying away from dairy products, and consider eating more vegetables and fruit. We're talking for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And you'll notice an increase in your testosterone level, and you're going to feel better as a male. Men, get at least 8 hours of rest each evening. Rest restores your heart health, according to research. The most important area when you're combining your diet, getting good rest, is daily exercise. Get out into the environment. Walk, run, cycle, swim. Do something. No matter what it is, do something on a daily basis. All right, so here we have it. Testosterone is the hormone that essentially makes men men. It stimulates the growth of the penis and scrotum. It's very vital to the production of sperm. It controls the fat distribution on the body. It increases the growth of facial hair, body hair, and muscles. It gives us greater bone density and give men the shape and attributes we associate with masculinity. All right, so let's talk about some of the issues that you're dealing with as a man. I realize that it's probably embarrassing to a man to express to a woman when he is not able to perform the way he intends to perform, and he has to explain to this woman. What man desire to have to explain why he's not able to perform? However, once he's passed this embarrassing moment with this woman, he now should be asking the question, what's going on? And the thoughts that should come across his mind are, what am I doing or what am I not doing that's causing my body to not perform the way it used to perform when I was in my 20s? Remember the 20s, guys? Oh, man, it's totally amazing. We're you're over the age of 40, you will notice a tremendous difference between how we used to perform at age 20 or in our 20s and 30s than we are when we were in our 40s and 50s and older. So the testosterone, it affects you in multiple different ways. Let's look at some of the ways that testosterone or low testosterone affects our bodies. It affects our sex drive. It affects our positive feeling, which is also related to our self-confidence. It aids in cognitive and memory loss if you have low testosterone. Your endurance, your sexual endurance, what you imagine in your head, what you're able to do and want to do and probably could do when you were younger, that endurance is not there if you have low testosterone today. Muscle mass. This is an area where you have to be true to yourself. And I say, stand in front of a mirror and look at your muscles. And if your muscles are not well-defined as they used to be, that's an indication that there's something that's not quite in line with your body type and structure. Maybe your testosterone are doing the reverse and creating low testosterone levels or estrogen, and you're creating the wrong type of body mass. That means you need to do something positive to start generating more muscle mass to your body. Also, it affects our bone density. We need to maintain bone density maintenance, and we do that by putting the right type of food into our body. Again, I go back to a plant-based diet. If you're eating a plant-based diet, you're on the right track. If you're not eating a plant-based diet, if 10% of your diet is vegetables and 90% of your diet is meat, you need to do the reverse. At the very least, flip that that percentage. Have more of a plant-based diet and have meat as a secondary if you're trying to wean yourself off of meat and go totally plant-based diet, which is the most beneficial. Men, also, low testosterone affects our growth of facial hair and body hair. And believe it or not, it has been tested that our sperm production is affected as well. And then the obvious, which is one of the reasons probably why you're listening to this show today, is that it affects your erectile performance and function. It also affects our blood, our red blood cell production. All these contribute to a man not being able to maintain an erection hard enough for sexual activity. And this is the goal that we're trying to achieve. All right, so as I mentioned earlier, this is a 30-minute show. What I wanted to do was to speak and get some information for the first 15 minutes. The latter part of the show, I want to open up to questions and allow callers to be able to share their thoughts and ask some questions. Okay, so we got one question where a person is asking, what are the symptoms of low testosterone? And that's an excellent question. The symptoms of low testosterone are lack of interest in sex, which is also affecting the libido, decreased endurance, and the obvious of erectile dysfunction. You also experience fatigue, anxiety, depression, weakness, weight gain, lack of self-esteem, lack of motivation, confused thinking, decreased erectile rigidity, and decreased muscle mass. These are all telltale signs that your body is saying, we need some attention given to this area. Medically speaking, erectile dysfunction is when a man is unable to maintain an erection hard enough for penetration and to have sexual intercourse until he's able to reach a climactic point. If those symptoms are happening to you, you are dealing with erectile dysfunction. And my research has shown me that blood flow is key. If something is prohibiting your blood flow, then it needs to be addressed. And blood flow prohibitors are your blood heart rate is probably not beating on a regular basis fast enough. Ask yourself, when was the last time you did something that caused you to be winded, as if you were jogging or doing a form of exercise or riding a bicycle or swimming? If you can't remember, that's a good indication that you need to get out and exercise on a more regular basis. Ask yourself, when was the last time you had 8 hours of consecutive good rest? If you can't remember the last time you've had a good night's rest, that's not healthy for your blood flow and for your heart health. Your heart is able to rest when you're able to allow it a shutdown time between 7 and 8 hours of good rest. I recommend that you purchase a set of blinders in order to put them over your eyes to blacken the entire room. The darker the room, the better you're going to be able to go into deep rest. And that deep rest area is where you want your body to be for 7 to 8 hours. All right. Great question. I see we have another question. It's, must I have all these symptoms to have low testosterone? No. Low testosterone may mean having only one symptom or many. Men will say, my sex drive or my libido is great, and yet they have low testosterone after therapy that they've been able to examine is affecting their bodies. Testosterone and libido, they're connected, but testosterone is the primary the primary tool that supports erections for a man. I see another question. Does testosterone affect erections? Absolutely. That's what this program is about, and we're trying to say that testosterone acts directly on the penis by assisting in blood flow in the erectile chambers. Many older men can still get erections but have trouble maintaining or achieving the stiffness or the firmness that they had in their 20s. Guys, this is the point. It's all about blood flow. With many different products that are on the market that offer larger penises, that offer an erection 5 hours, 10 hours, 20 hours, 3 days. I've seen some pills on the market that will say that they can allow a man to have an erection for 9 days. That is scary. Imagine what your heart has to endure for 9 days on a product that you're putting into your body. What that means is, this is what that means. You put a pill in your body, let's say this 9-day pill, heck, let's say a 3-day pill. You put a pill in your body, and it guarantees that you can have an erection for 3 days. Now, this is very prevalent in a lot of the stores that you can purchase this type of, and it's legal for people to be able to sell it. What you need to understand is 3 days of your heart racing and pounding at above average and above normal is not healthy for your body. Remember, we just reviewed one of the issues is for you to receive between 7 and 8 hours of deep rest. Well, you can't get deep rest if your heart is pounding as if you are jogging or swimming in a swimming pool, that's unhealthy. Something is more than likely, if you have heart issues, if you have upper respiratory issues, if you have blockages in your arteries, something is going to tell you that I'm not well. And all that blood flowing through your penis, flowing through your arteries, flowing through your heart, and eventually trying to find a spot for it to go. And sometimes it goes to the men's brain. That's why some of these products, you have a headache, or you have blurred vision, or you have upset stomach, or you have heart and or chest pains. These are signs that your body is not well. It is a dis-ease to your body. It's not healthy. I do not recommend that you continue taking these types of products that allow you to have erections over 3 hours, over 5 hours. I think 5 hours of being stimulant for your mate is a fair length of time. Anything beyond that is, I think, is completely unhealthy. And some of the symptoms are a stroke, heart attack. Some men have even bled out eternally because of eternal bleeding. Some have had migraine headaches, and the list goes on of the complications that could occur. Now, I'm not a doctor. I'm a 55-year-old married man of 19 years, and I can tell you my wife would not be able to perform for 5 consecutive hours. It's just not reasonable for me to even expect something like that of a woman to be able to try and please her man with an erection of 5 hours. Ladies, you can help me out on this point and let me know if I'm being unreasonable, but I would think that a reasonable time for a man to have an erection is an hour tops. Now, to feel the sensation of being sensual for several hours, now, to me, that's reasonable. After he has reached his orgasmic point, then being sensitive and wanting seconds and thirds, that's reasonable. But to have an erection for 24-plus hours, in my opinion, is unhealthy. Now, I have a product, and it's called Erectus, and it's all natural, and I sell it on eBay, and you're welcome to take a look at it. There are no synthetic or no pharmaceutical ingredients in my product whatsoever. I formulated it for a friend of mine who is 83 years old. And the story goes, my 83-year-old friend called me out of the blue one day, and we've been friends for quite some time, and never have I ever experienced my friend talking about anything real private. He's a real low-key guy, never ever complained, always a smile on his face. But he called me with a concern, and he said, I'm not performing the way I used to perform in bed when I was 20 years old. And my reply was, well, you're 83. And he says, yes, I know. And then his reply was, Abraham was 120 when he had a child. I said, okay, let me get to work on it. A year and a half later, I formulated a product out of all natural herbs that actually works. And I provided this pill to my 83-year-old friend, and he's been happier ever since. He is my biggest cheerleader, and he is happier today than the initial time that he gave me the call, concerned about his inability to perform the way he performed at age 21. Now, bear in mind, he's not going to ever perform as he did at 21 because his body is different from age 21 to age 83. He understands this, and that's natural. But what he does understand is that now he's able to remove himself from the statistics of not being able to have an erection hard enough, firm enough for sexual intercourse and to reach an orgasmic experience at age 83. And today he is because of the product Erectus. You can find Erectus on eBay. I sell it for $12. You can try it for yourself. The ingredients are potent. They're real. And they are herbal in nature. It's a single pill, and you take it by mouth. I recommend that you take it with some food about 45 to 50 minutes before having sexual relations. After you've experienced erectus, I would like for you to reach out to me and let me know how you like the product and if the product does what I'm promoting that it does. It is not Viagra. It is not pharmaceutically based. It is not synthetically based. It is all natural, all herbal. It's one pill, so I formulated it for men, for her. You get it? It's for him, but the beneficiary is for her. So as we wrap up the next 3 minutes of the program, I wanted to share with you that on this episode, if you like this episode and if you like what you are hearing today, tune in each Saturday from 11 a.m. to 11:30. What I like to try and do is split the show up where I deliver some information that I think is pertinent to men's health. First half of the show, I will regurgitate the information that I have, leaving the last part of the show for questions and concerns and responses from the audience. I like to say it has been a pleasure speaking with you today. I hope to see you next week with a topic that I believe is as important as erectile dysfunction, and we can get to know each other on a personal basis and talk about issues that you've been scrabbling with for quite some time but didn't know who to ask or where to get answers. And I assure you that if you have a question or concern, bring it to my attention. I'll find a way for us to talk about it, and we won't have to mention any names. We can even blame it on me. So thank you, and my name is Elvis Collier. I've been your host, and I hope you have a great rest of the weekend. I will see you next week at 11 a.m. Bye for now.